Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. Hi. You know what I forgot to tell you? That I know you can hear the air conditioning in some of the shows, because we have this new unit, but it's so cold in there. I love it. You know what I just realized? I'm not even kidding. Joe McKenzie. I know when he's going, yes, Todd, I'll do it again. Joe McKenzie, there's something I need from you. I need you to put on the opening thing. We cover everything except if there's a buzz in the back, you know, it's because the air's on. Because Todd likes it cold, but you do that, but you make it rhyme. I think we make an amendment to it. And also we'll turn it down a little too. So I'm in Winnipeg. Watching Jim Gaffigan on a commercial, putting his kids in the car. You know, they offered him a free car, but they didn't want to pay the taxes on it. I'll pay the taxes on it. Give it to me. Anyway, is that true? So anyway, I'm in Winnipeg, and I went to hang out with everybody tonight. It's so much fun. The room is great. I'm relaxed because I know the room is perfect. This is a good festival. I think, you know, they know what they're doing. They got it pretty organized. And a lot of fun comedians. All right. So anyway. guess what we need? We need a new Aaron, because you know how we've changed over the years. Like, there was, you know, Chris Bird in, and then Jake did it for a long time, and then sort of Aaron came in. And then, so we need somebody. And, you know, I prefer not to be, well, I'm going to think. Yeah. So we need somebody. You have to do the board. You have to be available once a week. I was going to say something and then I forgot. So we need a new Aaron. So, you know, if you could do, no, you know, you don't need to know that. You know how to put a board together, know a little bit about the computer, maybe small editing, being able to edit, just simple edits, nothing major, being able to crop something that's on YouTube and make a YouTube clip maybe, because we do a lot of that stuff too sometimes. Alrighty, listen. And then here's the last thing before I throw today's show, and I want you to hear what I have to say after this. I do not want you to fast forward 15 seconds. Acme. I might have musicians, but still, reach out. Piano and drums. Acme. It's like the 14th through the 19th of September. 14th to the 19th of September, somewhere in there. Piano and drums. Know each other. Yeah, I don't want you to, if you play drums, I need you to know the piano player. The piano player, I need to know the drummer. I need a piano and a drummer that both know each other. I'll work within your abilities, what your music is. I'll work around it, but email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. So today's Andy Kindler, the guest. I'm going to tell you something right now. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I'm laughing at him out of control. And I'm aware that sometimes that can come off disingenuous. But I was laughing that hard. Everybody in the studio was laughing fucking hard. Just know that it's just, it felt like having a boxer come at you. A comedic boxer for an hour and a half. And it was pure joy. It was just, it was a fucking workout. So I'm howling, I'm screaming, I'm banging, I'm doing everything. But I'm genuine when I do it. So we all were like just, it was fucking a madhouse in there. You know, I look over to Eric and Nick Lipa was in there and Duncan, you know Duncan, he's just Duncan. And Vinny was in there. Vinny. And we were just losing it. So that's the show I throw to you. Aristotle was, God damn it, he was so good in the drums. It was just got funnier and funnier. Aristotle was banging on the floor. You know what's great when someone goes, oh, don't overset it up. Don't worry, I won't. It's this funny. You know, I'm not oversetting it up. All right, you're great. You're good. You're good. Good. Enjoy yourself. And goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Andy Kindler, huh?
I asked everybody to make a big deal when you got here.
God, what a bunch of phonies.
I don't need
fake. What is it with the low chair? What is it with the low chair?
Well, it's an old trick Letterman taught me.
What, did Jimmy Olsen have this chair?
Rodney used to think that Letterman's chair was higher, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
He got upset about it. I'm positive about it. I'm positive about it. I remember him complaining to somebody about it. Let's get you. You want to try that chair?
If it's higher.
Well, no, I'm going to get it because it's lower. I'm doing you.
Oh, I don't get the sarcasm.
Oh, well.
Oh, you're saying the other way?
Oh, Andy.
Free speech.
All right.
Trey, now, if you don't like it, we'll put it back.
Before we start,
hold
I
on.
Have to carry you.
How do you know we didn't start? How do you know we didn't start? How do you know
Oh, that? better.
That's a cold opening. Sure, it's a cold opening. All right, hold on. Take a deep breath.
All right.
All right. We took a deep breath.
Do you use these?
I do. I will use them.
All right.
We just took a deep breath. We let it out. Now, you were saying that you think these guys, when I tell Aristotle during the break.
Yes.
I said, Aristotle, blah, blah, blah. And you don't think he hears what I say. You just think
Look, Leonard Bernstein. Take it down a notch with the conducting. That was my Leonard Bernstein. Because you're everything.
Great.
No, not this. Not this. And then you bring the horns in.
You think these guys just don't, there's nothing really changed. I go, Aristotle, more echo. You don't think he really gives me more echo?
No.
And then I go, perfect.
They say you have an ear like a tin drum ear. Is that the doorbell?
No, we don't.
You don't do sound effects?
We don't do bits like that. Other shows might. I know other podcasts.
Sound like an old-timey, is Bewitched
like a piece
on?
Of shit. Thank you. Because other podcasts, they'll go, oh, someone's at the door. I don't give a fuck.
That's the thing you don't like. Like, for example, if I said to you, I know, Todd, your uncle is very sick and left you a farm and a fleet of horses that you gave to your mother who moved to Arabia, and now your brother-in-law, who used to be a disc jockey, wants to be an actual jockey, and he's moving back in with you. But there's no way that I could take it if your father-in-law showed up right now. Uh-oh.
Oh, hello? God. It's the only voice I do.
That's it. That's the way most. That's how you. That's what you don't do.
Can I ask you a question? Because I know you're afraid to get serious, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to go all over the place today. But you're afraid to get serious. Did you tell me that once at a party?
I am afraid because I was my mother
killed you when
my
you
mother was killed. My mother was killed by being honest at a party. And ever since then, we're like, it's not for me. That's my stepmother.
No, but
my stepmother.
Did you have a teacher?
Boy, used for jokes.
No, it's okay. You know, my mom. I used to do her voice as an old Jewish woman.
No, you see your grandmother.
Why are you telling them that you?
Oh, hello,
Jim. Hello, you're an opener.
No, Todd. It was sort of like Libby. It became Libby a little bit. It was like
Scooter Libby.
Todd, it's your grandmother.
I can't do it good.
Why are you so judgmental of your voices? In the old days, you would launch like Frank Gorshin into a series of maneuvers.
Listen, are you done?
I'm finished, but I'm not done.
Did you have a teacher? Did you have a teacher that influenced you? Seriously?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You did? Why don't you talk about him or her?
Shecky Stein.
Is that true?
No.
No.
But wouldn't that be great?
Did you, though?
Mr. Stein. Mr. Stein.
What grade?
It was at... Are you doing some? Because I got pranked recently by this exact setup.
No,
Jonathan
what
Katz.
Jonathan Katz
pranked me.
How?
He emailed me and he said, "Tell me how a teacher was influential in your life." And I emailed him that Mr. Stein, he would figure out history by. He would let us figure it out instead of saying this happened on this date, this happened on
well,
that date.
That's a great way to hit it.
So I go to my. I think it's my wedding. I go to a wedding. I can't remember the details now. Someone comes up to me and says, "Oh, you were Andy Kindler. Did you go to Bayside High School?" I said, yeah. I went to Bayside High School. Oh. He goes, "What was your favorite teacher?" I said, "Oh, it was Mr. Stein." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yeah, because he let you teach him history." I said, "What did you do?" So this guy had been arranged with Jonathan Katz.
Which is brilliant.
That he would walk up to me at this wedding. From an email I answered Jonathan Katz 4 weeks ago that had no except I remember him emailing me back
I thought something.
I left him in the lurch.
Jonathan Katz, we've had a few encounters. He's always so sweet. He's very nice. But I don't know him very well. But that makes me love him even more, that he took the time.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Like, even better than you, because you told me that nobody does pranks like Ashton Kutcher. You told me. Because he does a thing. You know what he does?
What?
Hey, your mother, hey, give me a name of a celebrity who would be on his show.
Whose?
On Ashton Kutcher's Punk.
Mila Kunis.
Oh,
Mila Kunis.
Thank you.
Well, that's a little depressing. How about a guy? Give me a guy.
come on. Alec.
McLemore.
Not Alec Baldwin, McLemore. But one of the other guys that'll take
Hey, McLemore.
Okay.
Your mother's in the hospital. She's dead.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. It's a prank show.
Oh, I love it.
Sign
now.
This release.
I don't want to get pranked.
Your mother...
Keep doing.
Your mother jumped off a building and killed.
Oh my God, that's so horrible!
It's a joke.
What? What are you telling me? My mother jumped off the roof for?
It's a prank.
Oh!
I have a test from your doctor.
What?
You have terminal. You will be dead by tomorrow.
Oh my God, I have children. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's untrue.
Oh, I can't believe
it's untrue. It's a show.
Hold on. Hello, who's there? Talk to the speaker.
Why do you add? Why
hello.
Do you add, oh, I see.
You're at the front door. I go.
Hello. It's Carlton. It's Carlton.
Wait, do we need to
you guys don't even
someone?
Know a Carlton reference?
No, talk into your phone. Make it sound
you
like
don't
the
know
phone.
A Carlton reference?
No, don't
do you
do
know what the Carlton reference?
Yeah, from Rhoda, but it's an old reference, Andy, for the love of God.
Oh, you're going to start penalizing me for old references now?
Can you move
so
on?
So my rabbit ear joke, you're going to tell me that's not good? Hey, I can't get Channel 5. Why don't you put a fork next to the hanger? Bang, bang. No, block the Sylvania.
okay, I was just into the bad prank.
Hello, Medmen?
Yeah, you be the bad prank show. It's on the phone. You call people. Hello?
Todd Glass?
Hello, yeah, hi.
Yes, do you have a brother?
Yeah, I do.
Yes,
who
he
is
just
it?
Got killed in an automobile.
Oh, my God, that's
it's so
horrible.
Poorly executed.
No, that's horrible.
We don't even
I'll commit. I thought it
we
was great.
We have a small budget, so we don't even check before.
Okay.
And that's part of the prank, as I find out.
Keep doing it. You have
you
to
have
call.
Any other siblings?
Yes, I do. I have a cousin.
Your cousin is dead. Was shot by terrorists.
That's horrible.
Jewish terrorists.
Oh, my God. I love
him. Hired by your uncle.
Oh, my God. My life is over.
Who joined the Klan?
What?
It's a joke.
Oh,
please sign
guys.
That. Can you give me a verbal release to have this on the Ashton Kutcher show?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is...
What? Can people at home see that I'm on a phone?
No, but it sounds like it. If you'd move away from the regular mic. No, you don't have to do the voice.
Hello.
Are you jealous? Be honest. Are you jealous of... What do you mean?
What are we doing, mime
I said
theater?
You don't have to do the voice. You have to... It sounds like a phone.
Oh, you mean later you bring people in and they do it?
No, you...
Oh, okay, I'm listening. Okay, hello?
Oh, now you're mad. You're like a heckler that got told he can't talk. You're going to not talk.
No, I'm fine, Todd. Why don't you move me around? You know what you should do, Todd? Todd, why don't you put marionette strings on me, all right? I could install them the night before the podcast. You send the fasteners with the loops, and you drill them in. Gives me a night to heal, the bleeding, the healing. And then I get here early in the afternoon, and you hook me up to the various strings.
Okay, listen, I don't
and
know why.
And this is your dream. This is your dream. How's that, Todd? How?
Andy is acting like he's a marionette right now. He's doing, his hands are out, he's acting like strings are pulling them. No, I would like that. I'd like that. You know who else I'd like to do that with? Eddie Pepitone. If I had the money.
The one guy, you bring up the guy.
Well, because you need to put that behind you. You need to get.
Taking all the great parts from me.
You and Eddie always go out for the same part.
Me and Eddie are competing on having a career that's under the radar.
Right, that
I say I'm more obscure. He says he's more obscure. I can't get any of the, this guy's so obscure you've never heard his name press.
I can't even get into that level.
Who
do you think's bigger, me or Eddie?
He's funnier. He's got a better career.
But I have a better audience.
He's funnier.
I have more.
He's a better writer. You're more better located off of 10. he's good at different parts. He's gets along well on the production. You have a friend who has a fusion of hybrid car. You know, a lot of times I get tired of the bits.
It's Andy Kindler, everybody. We got him for 3 hours. Let's bring it through the house. Come on, let's play it right. Here we go. Shut up.
On the show today, and we hope that he will enjoy his stay. Listeners, they pass the time away.
Sure, I got smoke. You like smoke? Look.
You've heard his way of the industry address.
Just for now, we can have him off.
It's old with the best, and he's here now, sitting with Todd Glass.
The only fun I have.
I don't know about three hours.
I'm not doing 3 hours.
No, because I got.
What do you have? Something going on?
No, that was my bit. That's a bit. I take the energy down. Now, why do I have the mic? I don't understand the whole thing. The whole place is mic'd. You have things that are piped in.
Yes.
You have an area where you're performing. Where is the actual sound coming from? Where is the comedy coming from? Am I supposed to project?
You're going to put on your headsets. I think that's what's making
put
you
on
nervous.
Your headsets.
Put on your headsets. You're going to hear
what 60s song got anybody excited that started out with, hey, you got to put on your headsets. Strap strap yourselves in and put the horn.
Put your headsets on.
All right, okay.
Now, that teacher thing, I want to go back to that because I have a professional show. No, it was not to be punked. I really was curious if you had a teacher that influenced you in your life, but that's funny that that happened.
I did have a teacher, and it was Mr. Stein, because even though that I used it in joke form already in the show, which mm-hmm. I don't even know if it was recorded.
Sure it was. What do you mean, was it recorded? Everything
you do
since you walked in.
A four-hour introduction? My theme song...
That's a cold opening if you were in the business. But
well, you were supposed to send it over to me today so I could overlay some overdubs on it. I told you that I had my klezmer, what is it? My klezmer, and I had a klezmer solo I wanted to put over it.
Look at this.
And then I wanted the thing from the Brian Wilson with the sound from the old movies, the horror movies. What is it? What do they call
that? That was a...
Come on, guys.
Harmonica?
You don't have one guy on the staff who's an information man?
Yeah, Duncan. Actually, that is his job.
What is it? It's a...
It's called... does anyone know, Eric?
It's the guy from Russia.
I know what you mean. You
he
want
had a
put
movie
some
made
reverb
about
in
him?
His, put some reverb in his voice. Maybe it'll sound more real. Try it again. Do it again. No, I don't think that's you
it's
doing
like a
it.
It's not like a xylophone.
No, I know what you mean, and it's not an accordion.
No. Sorry, and we'll be back with more of things that it isn't. It's
you know
not
and
the eucalyptus tree.
Can I
tree.
Tell you something? When you say things like that, I know what Susan means when she goes, you have a mean side.
I understand. 75 degrees, and you're listening to
we have
That's
it.
Not the Show.
We have it. Duncan, one of our new interns, has it. A water
phone.
Really?
That's not what it is.
Yeah, what do you mean it's not what it is?
It's a very
looked it up
famous
on the computer.
Instrument that you play in the air. You play
it in the air. Oh, I wasn't
Theremin.
Boom. Wow, thank you,
Theremin.
Aristotle.
Now, you know what the problem with...
Play Aristotle's song.
Yes.
Aristotle! Sure he gets his song right
That's
after.
That's not a Theremin.
Aristotle! Aristotle! He's here!
What is this? No. What would you call that?
That's a drop in the business.
Who's going to listen to that?
The people.
They're going to switch over so goddamn quick. In 3 seconds, they're over to Radiolab while you're doing your fucking...
Oh, you think those jingles are going to hurt away my
show? Sorry for the language.
So you're saying you think I'm funny, but you think those jingles are going to hurt my show?
That's where the plus 30-second button was made for. On the
you know what? Joe McKenzie does all the songs for the show, and I'm going to play him this.
Twice, a minute out, boom. I missed all of Todd Glass's digressions. Whereas I do a show, it's rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. I can't stop listening. I might miss something.
That's how you perform live?
That's how my everything I do is. That's what I think. Before I hit the stage, and when I say hit the stage, I mean I often bang my head against the stage. Folks, you've been a wonderful crowd.
Can I ask you a question? Eric Olson, that's Eric Olson right over there. He said you should...
Eric Olson from online?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Dude, I feel like we have an intimate relationship, and I didn't even know it was you, although now that I see your profile pic, let me tell you something about...
Oh, am I going to get
a man like Eric Olson's profile
pic. He's a good guy, right?
I said to him, send me a 16 by 18 with 85 pregatrons. Nothing. I get a JPEG. I said, you want to start a TIFF? Send me another JPEG like that. Boom! These jokes kill at the graphic interface convention every year.
By the way, I hate the way the studio...
It's a gif.
Can I tell you something?
How do I do it? It's a gif.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm glad I remembered to tell you. I'm redesigning the studio. It has something to do with what's happening. These guys are dying, and I know how it's like when you're in a room with not a lot of people. You see two people dying. It's like, so later, the people that come to hang out, like Duncan's here and Vinny's here, they'll be like where the guests can see them.
What
so turn
like
around
this,
once in a while.
I understand. Okay, what did you ever take a workshop... One of those workshops, it's called a learn how to say what you're trying to say seminar. Have you ever taken a would it kill me to communicate clearly?
Oh, no.
Class? What the hell are you possibly saying?
Really? I don't know
you
if you're
say
joking
that. You go, this guy and then Duncan, and then so, turn around every once in a while. What are you saying to me?
Okay,
is this a live show?
Andy, can I tell you something? No. I don't want you to do that. That drives me nuts. That drives me nuts. No, I've had guests where they think and they tilt the mic. No, you're here. I should have never said anything. Come back to me.
Come back to 1 to 9 o'clock?
Can you straighten your mic, please? Once in a while, if you're needing a little ego
boost.
Are
you saying my mic is gay? Let's do that bit. That's a hilarious bit. My mic is gay. Hello? Excuse me. My on-off button's not operating, girlfriend. Canon connector. Oh, God. This is. I'm not even close to what a gay microphone would sound like.
Doesn't matter.
You know why? Never took sketch like you. You
yeah,
learned
well,
to be a caterpillar. You were a caterpillar.
I was a caterpillar for a month in Broadway. We just agreed.
And we'll
fun.
Be back.
We'll
with
be
two
back.
Guys who can improv in only the most rudimentary way. Yes. Oh, you played a caterpillar on Broadway? I played a centipede in a off Brooklyn production of Who Took My Ear Mites.
Eric Olson said you should call yourself Conway Twitter. He really did say that.
I love that. But it's so funny because I was just listening to Tim Conway Jr. on the way over here.
Don't mention
so
his name on this show.
Why?
No, nah, that guy's a real... No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, what were you going to say? I'm a good interviewer.
Yeah,
I'm a good interviewer. I don't give a shit.
I would talk to Joseph Goebbels right before I got here today. And you don't even follow up the bit. I did a bit about Tim Conway. You pretend you're angry at him. 30 seconds later, goes lead you in with Joseph Goebbels.
I'm sorry, George Goebbels, wasn't it?
He was the guy who helped Hitler. That was the thing
no.
why George Goebbels early on didn't get work, because they knew he was Hitler's propaganda guy.
You swear to God?
Well, no, that was Joseph Goebbels.
I don't know.
And he was not funny. And you think a PR guy, you think Joseph Goebbels would be like, Hitler, look, Hitler, did you get that DVD I sent you, Hitler? This is a PR guy. Hey, Hitler, I got the, did you say, I sent you a Luft, the guy who was, I said would be greater than the Luftwaffe? He's very handsome. It's like if Goebbels was
Who's
exactly
Goebbels?
Like a
I have
PR
to ask
guy.
Questions, because otherwise people who...
Hitler, I have bubby socks.
By the way, whatever you do is great, but I'm lost.
Okay, here's the deal. Joseph Goebbels,
yes.
you don't care about Nazis, because you're one of these Jews who's like, look, it has nothing to do with me. I'm not particular. I don't look Jewish. I'd be the first person to say, if that's the big issue, I'll let it go. Like if Hitler or one of his people had said in the early 30s, look, you're annoying. You're annoying. If you stop what you're doing now and Christian it up and take away all the mannerisms and the constant greediness about money, you're good. You'd be like, that's what the glasses do. My people came over here, the glass people, and they said, I have no knowledge of what you're saying. That's how non-ethnic your family wanted to be. My family got to Rikers Island.
You hear that thunder?
Yes, I'm not deaf.
That was the worst come in of thunder. But not your fault, but that's something we could rehearse a little better.
Really coming down on that.
I wanted it to come in like...
That's
you know,
very
matter
passive,
of fact,
passive aggressive what you did there.
What did I do?
Oh, no, nothing that you did wrong, but you ruined everything.
He loves it now. He loves it because he's going,
how does
thank
that help?
You, it's good,
how does
Andy.
That help?
How does it help? Honestly?
Yeah, because people are afraid of you. They don't
no,
respect.
They're not.
They're afraid of you. They don't respect you. There's a big difference. That's why.
What if you're serious? What if I'm crazy?
Because you could. That's. I don't want you to end up like in the bunker, like Hitler looking for his valet. Who else isn't here in the bunker with me? Oh, my chauffeur's gone. Nobody calls me. This is Hitler in his final days.
I know.
Very Jewish for some reason. Oh, wonderful. Great.
All that you got out of saying I'm the type of guy. But what did I ever do for you to think that I would be that type of person?
No, the thing is this.
What is this?
You're not a guy. You're not an actor from history. You're not like give Todd a time period and give him an accent, and he will give you the funniest stuff in the world. A Celtic swordsman.
How's your acting? Do you think? How do you think it is?
Well, I do Andy Kindler, and I do him as if I'm not. Here's the way I do him. As if I was always like questioning every single. If you saw me right, and instead of like this, I was like, always looking around. Why, dude? You say that to me, Todd? That's the way I act. To the best of my recollection, give me a scene and I'll show.
Okay, you're coming home and the dog has ripped up trash all over the living room.
Did you go to a?
Oh, now why you had to make
now,
fun of
a minute,
me? You know what you're doing. You know what?
Yeah.
No, why can't you look at me?
Okay, I will look at you.
Okay, go do that same bit now. Look at me.
I didn't have a funny
bit. You didn't have
a
funny bit. You thought you were going to get away with your rhythm. And you usually can.
I should know not to go up against you.
Yeah.
The king. It's roast battle.
Wow. Hey, let's talk about Jerry Seinfeld for a second.
Okay. You see the way I go out? You see the way I give up my thing for you? Because
no.
I know your career.
What was your thing?
Your career needs it. Your career needs it. No, I'm no. Here's the guy who doesn't know that he's being insulted. No. No, Todd knows. Todd wants people to know it has not been going well for many years now. I mean, one or two years. Look, he launched. We all remember when he launched the gay thing, right? He launched. And you should have seen the mock-ups he sent me before he launched the gay thing. He was going to be a gay skipper. It was a Gilligan's Island theme. Then he said, maybe I'll do the mobile gay disc jockey. All right, look, I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, my problem is when I get nervous, I go cheap.
It's so funny. Launched.
Look. I said, look, nothing's done it before, but this one is definitely getting some traction. No, this one, you remember when he was the, I'm trying to think of other gimmicks you had.
Listen, no, I didn't ever have any other gimmicks.
Wouldn't that be great if you, you had the mobile comedian?
I did, but that's, the other thing wasn't a gimmick. What was it? The recent thing.
Oh, no.
I don't want to brand myself as anybody.
Then just, why do you have an office at the Logo Network? Why do you have office space over at two guys over at the Will? Why'd you name your production company Will and Grace? why'd you name your kid Will Grace 2.0? Your adopted kid with the semen. Look. You're like if we had never heard of Paul Lynde. That's what you've got.
Hey-o! It's Andy Kindler. I know how to produce a show. The Todd Glass Show. It's Andy Kindler, everybody. You know how the guys do this. We got him through the night here. KBLG.
Through the night here?
Yeah, he's stopping by for the nighttime hour. The guy plays betting music.
I would take that again. If that's your opening, I would take that again. I have him for the night here?
Do you know where I got this from? Look. I found a CD. I guess you were a DJ and you used to take calls and stuff.
I did, yeah. That's how I got started.
And you played that as your betting music the whole time, that song.
I can't believe it.
Play one of the tracks.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun, you have lots of for everyone.
Oh, wait, it has the song. I
don't understand why you look at me expecting.
Okay, I did.
That's the thing that's hard.
I did expect something.
I can't
something.
Have anyone
tell you what
expect
it was.
That much from me.
I'll tell you what it was.
Comedically. I'm funny. I'm not that funny.
I'll tell you what it was, and we're going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld.
And we'll be back with I'm funny, but I'm not that funny. After these messages.
The reason I looked at you was because I was thinking we were going to do a bit like play an old thing when you were DJing, and you'd have to.
That's our entire bit is we're playing the old thing.
You'd obviously have to do it.
We're comics.
Hold on. I want to explain to the audience what happened. I said I have an old track of yours to play. I brought in the betting music. Obviously, you were going to have to do it.
It's not betting music. It's not something
you're
from
trying. Why aren't you trying to let.
It's not a white sale. It's not betting music.
It's betting music.
If we're betting on something, that's betting. You know what? I like to, when I'm betting, I use that music. Put 15 on black. Beep, ba deep, ba doop. On blue. There's no blue, is there? 15 on 29 red. Beep, 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 beep. That's betting music.
What is it called, Andy?
Betting music.
What is it called?
A music bed?
Oh, really? And you're not going to be okay with mine?
Oh, I shouldn't. Oh. I spent 25 years in jingles, and you're going to tell me...
Oh, you were in the jingle business?
Was I in the jingle business?
I didn't know that, to be honest.
Do you remember? Put another Clorets in your mouth.
Yeah, that's you.
And that's the way your bad breath will go south.
Oh,
hello.
Sing that again.
I'll put another Clorets in your mouth, and you know your bad breath will go south. Hey, it's Minty Day.
Didn't you do one for... Chevrolet.
Put another Chevy in your driveway. Then you know you're going to
drive away, and then you know you have a Chevy. It's just like every other car. It breaks down. It breaks down sooner than the other cars. Hey, who has a Chevy? What is that? Fix or repair daily? No, that's not the right joke, but you get the idea. It's initial humor. I can't think of anything specifically that would be off of the letter Chevy, so I had to use, fix it again, Tony. That's how old that joke is. Fiat was a recognizable initial company.
Andy, I want to ask you a question. Is everything
Why is it the last 25 seconds when you could have been just enjoying
I
how
was.
Funny I was?
Oh, no, don't
you
do that. To George
up.
Carlin.
Oh,
no.
Here comes
to
my...
To George Carlin, he's lying. To George Carlin, he's lying. That's why I love that word. Because I don't want one person to think I'm here hyperventilating.
What do you say?
Well, you
do
tried
something.
To paint a picture that I wasn't enjoying it.
Look.
I know what your tricks
if the
are.
The frame fits. Get the burlap. Am I right? Smell the death music. Smell the death music, Todd.
You, this teacher that changed your life.
America says you don't have talent. Sorry, Todd.
I want to talk about Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
Okay. So, I shouldn't say it in an accusatory way. I love the show.
I love. Who doesn't love the
right,
show?
Right. Okay, cool. I love
I also
saying,
love him.
Oh, you're. Oh, now I look like
I'm
going to
go
guy.
South on everything you
say.
You
know
say
what?
Now, and I'm going to say, you know what?
I want to talk about
when
it.
When bitterness sets in. And you see a man who just for some reason, because things, okay, look, they didn't work out. We all know it didn't work out as you had planned.
Oh, me?
You, yeah.
How do you know?
Right. So you're coming. So now it's like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld's the problem. I get it, pal. I've walked a mile in those shoes. I took a swim in
I'm going to play your State of the Industry right now.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
That
teach you a lesson.
That makes a good
well,
show.
That way I can look like, oh, I guess you do have some stuff in common that we like to complain about.
And you weren't there this year. That's what
I wasn't there this year.
That really makes me angry.
Well, you know what? It should.
You were a star of my State of the Industry this
I
year.
Know. I know. We listened to it. You did a great job. It was better you reading it than me saying it, I think. And thank
I also,
you for
edited out some stuff.
I know. I appreciate that because you know what? That was the only one thing I shouldn't have said.
One thing, you were like four amazingly, if I'm not going to say them, but if I did say
it
them,
again, go one thing.
One thing, but if I did. Do you really have to resort to that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about now. One
you forgot
thing,
what we were talking about.
Do a lot of your listeners say, hey, can you play more things from old one-hour TV shows?
Do a lot of my listeners
can
ask
you play
that?
Something? Do you get a lot of people say, hey, you know what I don't get from regular TV? Dragnet sounds.
Do people
can
ask
you throw me?
Yes. We get people write us in. I like the Dragnet thing.
Do you get a lot of listeners who say, look, I don't care if you set up a bit imaginatively. Just use the old Dragnet stuff. Is that what you get?
Honestly, it's one of our most requested. I'm not joking. It's
seriously?
One of our most requested jingles on the show. People say it makes them smile.
Do a lot of your listeners say, hey, can you set... Do a lot of your listeners say, hey, can you set it up like a Johnny Carson bit from the 40s? Is that what you get? Are a lot of your fans like 112? Are a lot of your fans like, look, I don't need a complex setup. Just give me the meat. Do you have a lot of fans who say, look, I don't want to have to add my own humor. Just give me a setup that's we can all enjoy. Do a lot of your fans enjoy bits that go over and over again? How about the people who think, oh, I hope they keep going? And how about the Todd Glass fan who goes, you're not cool unless you want it to go even further? And then there's a Todd Glass fan who figured out that maybe pretending things aren't funny is not funny. That was a low blow. That
no, stop. It was a low blow.
No, I was trying
stop
to insult
it.
You. I run out of ways to legitimately insult you. I could do that you rely on the same premises over and over.
Oh, God.
You take an idea, you beat the idea to death. About 2 hours after something's funny, you're still in the studio. Give me one more. After the external hard drive is filled up, you're still in the studio late at night saying,
one beat less. Give it to me one beat. Give it to me slower. Give it to me.
Oh my
can you
God.
can you lower the lights while I'm listening to it? Where do things go wrong for me?
All right, listen.
My show business ship has sailed.
All right, listen. Are you okay?
I was so tired of that bit.
No, I wasn't.
And I felt that... No. The last thing I need... I was saying to myself,
really,
brother... I said,
you...
brother, if they do it one more time... I know. I've been in this business long enough to know when people shut stuff off. They won't shut it off. They won't shut it off the 15th repetition.
No. But people will.
If it goes past a half hour, maybe they're with you.
And then what point do they go, no, I'm done with it?
When it seems like you're gonna punch your own brain. Five more. And then it starts to come in.
Hey, how's Susan?
Dead.
But no!
And we'll be back. We'll be back with how Andy
announced.
We'll
be back, ladies and gentlemen.
That his wife was
You're listening buzzer. To the Andy Kindler Show. We'll be back with Andy Kindler. I go old school.
Why do you have two introductions? Yeah.
It's the Todd Glass Show. You got a problem with it?
I can't get enough of the Todd Glass Show.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Everyone except Nick.
He falls asleep.
We play a million jingles for our boss, Chris Hardwick. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
Robbie Kirkup.
He is not here.
Todd Glass.
Guys with trumpets, but we don't have them, but I do the same sound. This is what you sound like, JJ. Wow, how do you like that? I take you from there all the way over there. This is a goddamn produced show.
You gave up.
What?
I see. I've done enough improv.
Well,
I've
you,
done
you
enough
thought I gave up?
I've done
I'm
enough
listening.
Impressions
I like
of instruments. I've done enough. I'm not saying I've done everyone. I haven't done a piccolo.
You're going to catch me on that little thing at the end of
I haven't
all
done a piccolo with asthma, which is a funny bit, but I've done enough.
I remember you doing it.
And I feel like you wasn't going well. No one was laughing. You didn't have an angle on it, so you just called the song off.
Well, that song ended, actually.
This is why I've never been hired in a duo. I'm trying to.
Let's
I'm
be
not
too,
agreeing
no,
with you. I should be agreeing with you.
No, shut up, Andy.
No, shut up, Andy. Hey, you know what this show needs? Four more intro songs.
Don't get me started. Because, well, Nick, don't you have one for
what
you?
What is it with you? With the? Do you think the answer is going to be pointing and some kind of songs going to come in?
Look, this is Nick.
The podcast bone, it
he falls asleep in the barn. He falls asleep all the time. So they wrote this.
He built this barn. He falls asleep tonight.
What?
when the bill comes in from ASCAP, and they say, "Why
oh,
are you
I'm
playing?
Screwed. I'll be
why
in prison. I'll be in prison
in the jungle, the hoo hoo jungle."
I know. I'll be in prison.
Why don't you say this old man? He played one. He played knick-knack
on his fun, and the Nick comes back on the podcast every day. Tuesday, he's a good job. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for doing the podcast more. Thanks for doing the board. We appreciate it more. Nick Lipa is in the barn.
See, I don't think you lose quality by going with a public domain song. That song is tuneful.
Can I tell you something?
How did that song not get written and was available?
Tell Joe.
Ba-ba, yek, yek, yek. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bo-bo-bo-ba-bo-bo-ba. And then you put some stupid words. I have a hand, you have a foot. We have feet and hands and feet, and we walk with feet, and we talk with hands. We've got hands and feet and hands. We're 3 years old. We're dead inside. We hate life, and we are going to have a short life. And life is terrible music, too. That is why these songs are for you. Songs for you. Songs for you. You are a Jew. You can never have a Jew. Any song, you can put the word Jew. Any song with the word Jew is improved by 50% when you add a Jew, add a Jew, add a Jew, a Jew. It makes the song better to listen to. Jew. Jew, Jew, Jew. Jew, Jew, Jew. Jew, Jew, Jew. Just the ladies now. Jew, Jew. Just the people who really don't have a melody. Bump. Bump. Come on now. Take it to the bridge, Todd.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this old man. He was an old man. He was an old man.
With a trump.
I'm going to kill my family and kill myself.
Okay, here's a few other things I was going to get to tonight. Do you want to go up and do bad crowd work? You're the comedian.
Sure.
You'll make fun of all. Oh, you don't waste any time. He jumps up like a fuck. Okay, so I'm
going
to take my headsets off.
How's it going? Where are we from? What kind of
answer, by the way, can I give a direction?
Yes, please do.
Can I introduce you? Can be part, like, that would be my only part of the bit. Okay, you do insult proud guy. And by the way, there is a new, I want to tell you this right now. I'm not going to give his name away, but he should be mortified. He books himself as an insult comic. It is literally watching the audience. Obviously, I hate that I even have to preface this when you see people like, you know, Jimmy Pardo deal with the crowd or Todd Barry. Yeah, we're not talking about that.
You don't like Jeff Ross. I've told
no,
you.
No, so
why are you constantly
right.
Let it go? He's got
right.
a thing.
So this guy, he calls himself the insult comic. A doorman at a comedy
he
club told me.
The,
yes, and a doorman at the comedy club told me this, and it made me think this doorman knows something about comedy. I won't say his name. I won't say the comedian's name, but the doorman.
Triumph the insult comic dog.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, I hope you no one heard that because I had your mic shut off. I learned that from a friend of mine, Anderson Cooper. I mean, Bill O'Reilly. Shit.
Somebody that would be a cultural icon that you would laugh at because you're mocking them or using them to get to another celebrity.
Exactly. I wasn't. Okay, so what was I talking about? Please help me.
About introducing me.
Yes. Okay, so there's a comedian, and the doorman said, he goes, it's like watching the crowd get literally, like, we spend most of our time quieting audience members. That's what the problem is, the majority of the time, especially at I don't even want to say the club. He goes, but it felt like I wanted to
Hecklers,
defend the audience. No.
Funny joke.
Helium Comedy Club is the name.
You wonder why they go, why are we getting so much heckling?
Exactly.
Folks, before we start the show,
no, welcome to Hecklers.
Remember, do not yell out during the show. Don't forget to get the Hecklers drink special. The Heckler. The Yeller. It's called the Yeller.
order the Interrupter.
Yeah.
It's two shots of tequila.
Order, punch the comic in the face. Shoot the comic and insult them.
So he calls himself the insult comic, and the doorman said, Todd, he goes, it was like, it was watching the audience get picked on. Like, not in a funny way, not in a way, just a bully. He goes, I was mortified to be a doorman. So I go and I look at this guy online. This is only a week ago. I go, I'm going to go look at this guy, see what he does. It's so disgusting and vile. I never heard of him before.
Okay.
And I looked at his website, and he didn't have a lot of dates. No, that's
funny.
That's of course. Yeah, Andy.
You're so sensitive.
Now.
Well, everything is, oh, should I say it? Should I offend that group? Is it a joke?
Free speech.
Free speech.
Free speech. Free speech.
Muslims. Muslims.
So I'm not going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld.
They shouldn't be able to practice Sharia law. Free speech.
Free speech. Jesus Christ. Hold on, I'm going to go introduce you.
You know what's nice about doing your bits?
Hello?
You don't. Your bits don't last too long.
Andy, watch your mouth.
Are you also filming this? Or is it
no. I don't film anything.
Okay, great.
No, one's going to relax if that's why I like to do it.
Because I'm not putting my penis back in my pants. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Produce show. Why don't you shove that up your ass?
Because I was only got. You know why I'm
I don't
asking?
Even, hello, I don't give a shit who's at the door.
You know why I'm asking, Todd?
Yes.
I was only kidding. My penis didn't get wet in the rain and needed to dry off. I just wanted to take my penis out. So we're not videoing? Not being videoed? Okay. Maybe this is the wrong time to say. The doctor didn't tell me. But I had to keep my penis out for the rest of
the time. People listening, you have no idea.
He didn't say
it's
a
so
friend has to hold it.
It's so
I lied when I apologize for saying that my doctor said you have to hold my penis for now. And he certainly didn't use the word cradle.
All right, so here's what I'd like to do. So I see this comedian, it inspired it. So I'm going to introduce you, Andy. Now I'm going to give you a name. You're the insult comedian.
Okay.
Really go at us.
Very
you know, do what you would do.
Kenny, you really put a lot of time into the name.
Well, I didn't give it a name.
You know, the funny podcasts have funny sounding departments. You don't say, I saw this insult comedian, and now I'm going to introduce you as the insult. What are you, 9 years old, and this is the mad scientist club? Come on.
All right.
Pick it up.
What do you want his name to be, Duncan?
Somebody like that Johnny in your face.
Johnny, you know, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, bring him on to What's the Matter, the karaoke version. I don't know. I'm changing the bit by maybe giving him this intro music.
Do it your way.
Watch
I'm
it.
Funny and short. It's all... I'm in the character.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny in your face.
Good. Do you have? Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you have epilepsy? Epilepsy?
What happened? I want to get you.
No, this. sir. Have
I
you had? Have you had a seizure today?
I
want to introduce you with. The
I'm
music.
Doing a very mean insult, person.
I know. I want to give you.
All right, I'll
intro
save it.
Music.
I'll save it.
I'm going to introduce you right
Jesus
away.
Christ.
You have it now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Peace talks. already
All righty, let me have some fun.
Okay.
Please, please welcome Johnny in your face.
Thank you, sir. How is that different from the last time we did it?
It wasn't.
That's good.
Tell me you have it, and then make me look like a moron.
No, I do have it. It's
What do you mean? Hold on. Let's see if we can get it playing. Well, we need it anyway. For
oh,
the
my run. God. You know what's nice? You know what's, you know, I don't know if you've heard about this, Todd, in comedy.
What?
You get inspired to do something funny. It's like 3 hours after you thought
Move
of
back.
It. 3 hours after you thought of it, it's not funny anymore. Anyway.
Hold on. You just stay there because I got to get this technical thing figured out.
Hey, Todd.
Please,
know, instead
please.
Of shorts, instead of shorts, would you wear even longers? Because I don't want to say you have bad legs, but I got a call from four corpses. We got a call from the morgue. They're missing four corpses, diseased legs that were left out in the morgue. Todd, I don't want to say you have bad legs. I don't want to say you have bad legs, but the Leprosy Foundation called up. When they saw your legs, they said, take it down a notch. Hey, the leper colony called and said, hello.
Can you get back on the stage so I can make pretend you're a performer? By the way, you don't know me. We're just in an audience.
What does that mean? I'm an insult comic. I don't need to know you, Chachi. Hey, Shakespeare. What's the matter?
Ask me what I do for a living.
And what do you do for a living, Shakespeare?
I work at the mall.
Oh, because you're too stupid to get an actual job that requires using a brain?
No.
He said, I will get a job at the mall. I'm a stupid human being
who would
end up at the mall like my family before me. Like
I just said I... No, I didn't.
Stupid white trash. Stupid white trash stupid people who are poor. Maybe your parents were poor. Sorry.
I just came
maybe
to...
maybe you had a parent who died early. Sorry. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. Hey, I told this bum the other day. He said, don't call me a homeless man. I said, bum.
That's what these guys are like. They're fucking dicks. So, and then they act like the audience. They take good. Hey, you know what sucks when there are good audiences and someone makes them think they're not? That happens sometimes too, and that's what those guys do.
So
keep,
what do you say?
I want more.
Why would you? I'm right in the middle of doing my insult guy.
Because
why
I like
are you
to
coming in and explaining again.
Because that's the way I do it. You got a problem with it? You want to fight?
Let me ask you a question. Who every goddamn week, 3 minutes to eight,
yes.
Whatever.
Okay.
You send me a thing. Can you do the podcast tonight?
How come you're up?
Oh, Andy, I'm not. Oh no, you're not my backup plan. As I hear phones clicking off. As I hear people going, sorry, I'm in Peru, Todd. Oh, hi, Andy. I've heard exciting things about you. Can you get to my house in 7 minutes? Alan of Alan and Rossi canceled.
By the way, Andy's
who's
at the stage doing all this from the stage.
Who does
you need, can you
Ethan
can you
Cohen?
Back into the light,
Ethan
please?
Cohen?
We want to make pretend you're on stage.
What's the guy's name? Ethan Cohen?
You want me to bring it down a little? Do you want blackouts?
Who's the impressionist?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Who's the impressionist? Ethan Cohen? Ian Cohen? No, I want to use a negative. Come on.
You want to sing?
He's a Jew.
Can you put this through the house?
Yeah.
I want to hear and put a little reverb
what's
in there.
What's the matter, you? And why would you could say? And I said, listen to. Oh, what you talking about? You should stop talking. You talk too much. Oh, listen to me. Stop it with your talking. Hey, oh, Uncle Little Lou and Uncle Touch Your Face and early Adam Sandler too. Adam Sandler. Shut your big old face. I'm sick of you flapping your mouth. Your face is so ugly with the talking in your nose. Stop your stupid talking. Shut up. Hey, for my la bouche. Hey, for la bouche. Hey, that's how he wrote the song. He started with, hey, yabalabalaya. He had some pasta.
Do you mind if I live stream this?
And live from Atlantic City. You remember his big hit, Shut Up In Your Face. Let's hear it for... What's his name?
Johnny Colorado.
Johnny Colorado and the Goose Tones. Shut up, your face.
What's the matter with you? Why ya ha ha ha?
Oh, what's the matter with you? Why you look so sad? Why don't you look happy? Things are not so bad. Oh, listen to me. Here comes the punchline. Shut up your face. It's funny. Come on now.
Why you have a
what's
frown?
What's the matter?
Why?
What do you got?
What
do you think that?
Shut up in your face.
Hey, Italians. Free speech.
Free speech. Hey, people go. They go. You shouldn't do this bit. There's no it just doesn't make sense. Free speech. Andy, come back to the table. God damn it! Can I tell you why I respect you? To George Carlin, you don't give a shit. If you only give the shit about as much as me, as I would give it a shit about as much
what did
as
you.
Say? You.
Is that,
you don't care about me as much as I
words,
care about you.
Do the seven words.
That's George Carlin.
George
Carlin.
Yours is the seven words that you substitute when you're thinking of other words. That's right, man. Deal with it. You said muffin. You meant to say bagel, didn't you? Didn't you? And we'll be back. With
the reason I respect you is when I said, Andy, will you go up and do a guy that insults us? You got up so fast it made Eric laugh because you bolted right up there. No bullshit. You know who else is like that? James Adomian and Eddie Pepitone. Same thing. You ask him to do a bit, they fucking do it. You know what? I do it. I don't care what bit you ask me to do. I fucking do it.
Yeah, but that doesn't. I don't think that's a good trait.
No. It's too needy. After all that, do you like zinging me?
Oh, is it? Well, come on.
Do you think Martin Short and Steve Martin, like Jerry Seinfeld, respect him? Not dislike him. They could get along enough all right at a party. But did you see Jimmity Glick interview Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, I want to see that very badly.
Well, it's hard for me not to believe that he's not serious because the things he's saying are...
Oh, so we should talk about Jerry Seinfeld. I haven't heard recent Jerry Seinfeld. In fact, the only thing I've been doing is watching the reruns of the show, which have been bringing me great joy, is that show.
That's how Seinfeld. I know my feelings about him are not personal. My feelings about him, look, I thought about this today. I really did. When you say, "What for what, Todd? Like, what do you have to talk about this shit for? Well, does it really bother you?" Well, he thought he exposed Orny Adams in his movie.
Right.
Someone, he puts the litmus test. And let me tell you something. I only learned to love Orny after that. That's how I got introduced to Orny. And I thought a lot of the things that Jerry Seinfeld brought light to were right. What are you getting? What do you mean you're getting out of the business? What else are you going to do? Like, I really respected Jerry's love for comedy, his clean way of explaining
it. He's not going to put you in that car show.
I don't want to be in it.
Why do you?
I'm just trying
to. You told me earlier today. I can't believe you're such a liar. You called me up today and you said, look, I really am trying to get on the Seinfeld show.
You said you brought a cars thing. You said
you brought I'm going to bring it up. And you just kind of like play along like, why? What did Jerry do? And I'll go into this and then I'm going to make a sizzle reel out of that. And I'm going to have Larry David. I know a guy who knows how to aggravate Larry David. And he's going to give it to him. Anyway, Jerry.
You don't care.
No. Let me tell you something.
No, if you didn't care.
No. Let me see.
I wish you did.
Everything that Jerry Seinfeld is hilarious, but when he starts talking about his opinions of things, he is completely crazy. So what did you hear him say recently that I can commiserate with you on?
Okay, well, here I go.
Don't be shy. He doesn't care about either one of us.
Let me tell you something.
There's nothing he can do for our careers.
I'll tell you why.
Which is all I care about. The only reason why I come on this show is you can turn on some spigots. That will take my career even to a lower level is what I found this show. I get negative hits. People say, you know what? I'm going to listen to you on fewer podcasts as a result of your appearance on the Todd Glass Show. That's how poorly this show does. And it takes 7 hours to and
hold on.
Car has been vandalized seven
times.
Can
I ask a question? Because I'm going to do it in real time. What time is it right now?
9:08.
And what time do we start? We started at 8.
No, I came late.
No, we started
8:05.
At 8:05.
I had a couple of pretzels.
We're good.
You said, look, you wanted to show me your new Austin Healey. You took me to the warehouse of your cars.
Hey, this one's, this car's made out of a Studebaker. The Studebaker, 1935, Studebaker, has a slant 7. Yeah. And they made cars out of it. These cars, I collect huge, I collect huge vehicles.
Is this your warehouse?
Who would collect something like that?
I'm in the warehouse on my cars.
No, but it's like I don't collect like a brick and brack. Huge cars. Someone's doing it. It's got to be large. First, I was like a big sail. These sailboats. I collected sailboats. I mean, I'm pretty good at it. It's fiberglass and they're heavier. So they have the same size, but they're heavier and bigger. That's I want to collect something heavier. People don't ostentatious.
It's a 1912
An insult to starvation. And someone to collect horribly expensive cars.
Can I go back?
Let's go serious.
Well, because you like to sidetrack me because you know I have a point.
The thing about
this is... Didn't you tell me that today?
Look.
You didn't call me at 3 o'clock this afternoon and apologize for your behavior the last time you were on the show and said you weren't going to do it this time?
What is the point of me apologizing to you if you're going to broadcast it on your podcast? But Todd called me up today. He goes, let's get some fake, fake feud going. Didn't I call you today and say to you that you must apologize to me? What do you think we are? What are you trying to pull on me?
By the way,
can
I tell you, here's how much you're full of shit.
Martin and
you
Lewis.
You did the same thing that you did. I was just doing what you did. I thought you were going to make fun of me for stealing your bit. It ends up you made fun of the bit, which means you make fun of yourself. You keep saying, didn't you call me today? That's the funny bit. Like, well, by the way, I taped the show, so I'll listen. So you would do it a few times. You would insinuate, which was funny. You'd say something like, no, Todd, didn't you call me today and say, let's have a fake feud? There, that was the last one you did, and there was 10 more.
Yeah.
That's the joke. I do it, and you go, oh, how desperate is your career? You got to make up fake
now,
stories.
Now, let me ask you a question. We were cooking. We were cooking. We were getting people, everybody in the studio was laughing.
And I brought it
And then you started to describe comedy. That's not my thing.
Well, oh, it isn't?
Saying?
I thought it was.
I move the ball forward.
I don't stop and go,
hey, look at the ball.
I heard you like to
describe
it.
Look how funny the ball is.
That's not what they tell me.
It's like a round oblong. It's oblong. People say, you can't reinvent the wheel, but I make it more oblong. People say you can't reinvent the wheel, but what they don't say is take a look at the spokes every 4 years.
So my problem with Jerry Seinfeld is, so anyway, he did, I thought about it, if he could do it, I really, I'm not, to George Carlin, I'm going to use that word, I had this clean thought. That's my safe word.
Oh, you, George Carlin's your safe word.
Well, instead of just
but everyone knows
God,
it.
Everybody, yes.
So when you're dressed up like the tiger with the school marm and the whip and the, how are they going to know? You say, that's not your safe word. I heard that in your podcast. Your safe word's on your podcast? That goes on for 10 minutes, and then we do a song. Ooh. Sheila McRae. All right, so Jerry Seinfeld was saying, no, you got to tell me. You know what the thing is?
Of course I won't.
I've always told you the best way to introduce a story is to give some information.
It is. I'm not going to do it any other way.
What you're talking
about.
More
you, can I tell you something? You can interrupt me all you want because you're hilarious, but it's not going to speed up the story.
I'm not somebody who would cut in. I don't see myself that way. Am I cutting in? I thought you were done. And by done, I mean when you texted me earlier today, can we make it 7:30? I said, it's over. It's over. He's already asleep. The guy's half asleep. Get to his house. He's eating a pretzel and asking me if I want some blood cheese. Then he says to me, look at the guys behind you.
I don't
They're
get
part of the show.
I didn't say they were. Don't look at them. I didn't say they were part of the show. I said they were enjoying themselves. If you ever need your ego boosted, just turn your head around. Not tilt the whole show over there. That's annoying to me.
There's nothing controlling about what you just said.
Well, of course there is. But listen,
where did your controlling nature start? Was it things aren't going well? People are not reacting to me in a nice way?
I like things in order. It started when I was in about sixth grade.
Oh. You know, I come from a different background. I come from the comedy background where the other sketch player, he makes it funnier. And you went more descriptive. I can't do this character anymore.
You can do it all you want.
I can't do it. It's
okay.
Not working.
Then let me talk. Then let me
it's
take a break. By
you
the
know
way,
what?
It works. Let me tell you something. I want you to know this. It works every second you do it. Because you know why? Well, nah, because then you're going to make fun
will
of me for that.
Up, but will you set up the Seinfeld
you
thing?
You can say whatever you want because
don't
I
don't you want him to say, who wants to hear what he's talking about?
He can't even say it.
He's like, look, okay, so you don't share this thing about
Hey, listen,
Seinfeld.
You're the one that started saying you feel bad.
I started as a cottage industry insulting and pointing out that Jerry Seinfeld says insane things. He doesn't get to do it without us having a show about it.
Oh, okay.
So and our show is talking about Seinfeld.
No, that's our new show, Talking Seinfeld.
Talking
no,
Seinfeld.
No, I thought about it today. Okay, just give me a second here. I thought about it. I go, why do I need to talk about it? And then I thought of the movie. So in the movie, he depicts Orny Adams, and I thought he shined light on who Orny was. And I thought, I'm sure he didn't do that thinking, oh, yeah, it's in bad taste, but I'll do it. He thought, no, I showed somebody for who I thought they were. I didn't edit it in a funny way. I would imagine that's his, if there's a chart or a graph for what's decent, that was it. I don't think anybody does things but they don't think are decent. So if that's decent, then I'm doing the same thing to him. And I always point out how much I love the show because it's not personal, but it's the minute he started, I'm just repeating it because I don't take for granted people hear every show, with the kids don't know PC, and it makes me so mad because he walks around very aloof. And that act isn't, he shouldn't walk around aloof.
If Steve Martin walked around that aloof, can I tell you, I might go, well, there's Steve Martin. Like, you know, there's an air, but he's Steve fucking Martin. And and it would still be better if that person didn't do it. But if you're and I feel like we put a litmus test on the ridiculous. And to me, him walking around, he'd hang his head a little low if he knew his stand-up did not stand the test of time. And you look like a fool to anybody, you know, maybe as Jerry Seinfeld, the actor. Okay, that I've already pointed out that the show I love. I can't get enough of it.
Why do you feel like you're – I feel like you're down at the Nuremberg trials. And that your testimony here –
I know it bothers you just as much.
It sounds like there's a fictional show, Seinfeld, that you're now going to be blocked from doing. That you're worried about because you look
no,
but the fear that's over your face is something that I recognize from
my
people.
It doesn't bother you as much. It doesn't bother you as much.
No. I was just
the absurdity of that walking around like that.
Well, but he was always one of these guys who said like, "Oh, I don't laugh," and
and Jiminy Glick does that interview with him. It's hard for me not to go that he's being serious because he's saying, "Isn't there always a when he says to Steve Martin." Why did you never do stand-up? You might think, well, that's getting... No, because everyone knows Steve Martin did stand-up, and Steve Martin... That's why that's funny, because it's
is
not
this on
true.
His new show with...
No, this was an old one.
Oh, okay. And
I thought Steve Martin really... You know, a lot of the people, I think, do great with that character. You just got to take him seriously.
The only thing I seriously want to say is that Steve Martin does nothing but great movies, and that's the thing that I really...
You have to say...
He won't do a remake of a movie if it's not up. In other words, he's not saying he would never say, "Look, I'm going to do this." You know, even though it will change forever how people view the original movie in a negative way, they're going to not want to see the original Pink Panther because of how I walk through it like a mummy, like a mummy who does Hercules. I don't need the money. What have I become? I'm sorry.
No. It teaches you better save, otherwise you're going to be doing things you don't want
to
do.
I need to reserve. I'm going to do you for my impression of you. You ready?
Right, yeah.
Edit that out.
All right. Andy, what?
Edit that out. Edit that out. People, I want to say this. Todd is having a coughing fit because he just realized as funny as he is, he'll never be as funny as me. And it's a thing. A lot of comics go through it. I've had comics cry. They call up 2 weeks later and go, "Once I got over it, you're the king, that you're the king." And I make them call me the king.
I've been having myself introduced as the comedy's national treasure. Because, you know, why not? Because
Where have you had that? You make up these stories all the time. You're one of those do-what-I-do. You're a do-what-I-do guy.
Is there a board?
Hey, next time you play backgammon, do what I do. Bring a fake backgammon. Wear a shirt that says "I like backgammon."
If you can't find it, it's okay.
Hey, next time you go to a shoe store, do what I do. Hey, say, "Look, can I have 50 of those size?" Hey, do what I do. What are you trying to?
I'm going to get somebody introducing me, comedy's national treasure, so you know I'm not lying.
Why are your people so off their game tonight?
No.
I do podcasts.
Nick doesn't normally.
Nick,
do
what's
it.
Going on?
Well, you do podcasts. Or is the producer sit at the table with you? Because to me, that's a.
First of all, I've already had 6 espressos by this time, and I've had some kind of juice cleanse, and I've had a bowl of something. There was a pretzel on the way. I have to be like someone's...
Here's what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a deep breath, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to get you some food, whatever you want. I got roast beef sandwiches. I have
You do not
drinks.
Have roast beef sandwiches. You're just lying. I saw your refrigerator. Folks, I'm back with more of the Crazy Brothers.
No, hold on. But you have it? Good.
Our next guest is a comedian, podcaster, and now book writer. Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes.
That's Jimmy Kimmel introducing you.
I've been having, and I had Jon Stewart say it. Then I'm going to string it together.
Is that another thing that you're going to get sued for one day? Hello, this is ABC Legal. Yeah, what? Are you Todd Glass from the Todd Glass podcast?
Oh, yes. Is this? Oh, yes.
Yeah, well.
You want to use the phone?
Hello. Hello. No, hello, Todd Glass?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with ABC Productions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, hello. This is
do
Todd.
Do you think that you're on a free pass of some kind? Are you on a, you know what?
You mean because of the show? I don't play.
Use the intellectual property that I would like to use. And what am I gonna? Don't worry about it. Is that what your philosophy was? Do you like your knuckle, your hand to be in working condition? Would you like to lose an eye? Stop playing Jimmy Kimmel's introduction. Cease and desist.
I love you. Barely remember. You barely remember. Well, I just play one clip of it,
you
sir.
You'll never hear from me again.
Click, 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 click.
Why do you have a thing where you make it as if people are going to use that and there will be a sound associated with it?
Honestly?
Why do you have something that makes it get worse?
You're going to think I'm joking around to annoy you, to give you material.
Really?
Yes. I said, I want to put things around here that don't work. It'll piss Andy off. And, you know, he goes off. It's fun.
It reminds me of my wedding night. Anything is funny after that. Reminds me of my wedding night. Dick Clark's doing the New Year's Eve countdown. And Anderson Cooper's in the chuppah.
You're friends with Anderson Cooper, right?
I am friends with Anderson Cooper. I'm very close to Kathy Griffin, who loves that I say terrible things about her.
Whoa, that's close.
There were two. No, Todd, I will not. You will not be my bachelor. I don't know what that show is. Here is a rose. Shove it up your your pupik. You are not the bachelor. Adam Levine, swing around in that chair. You and I are going to be married. In America's Got Jews and doing a thing.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
You won't do that sound effect anymore, right?
We're going to get a break, and we're going to come in. We're going to go in for the clothes.
You know, the drought called.
What did they say?
And they said, lose the storm sounds.
They did?
The drought called.
Honestly, get them on the phone.
Drought called.
I want to talk to them.
They said they have
I don't believe it. I don't believe it unless I talk to them.
Is ready.
I don't believe it.
The drought called.
I don't believe it unless I talk to them on the phone.
They said your coffin's ready.
Yeah, but
sorry about the desalinization plan. The drought called.
Andy, what's the reel you like?
They said, better check the date on your, better check the date, cha-cha, on your Fiji water. All right.
You want to call somebody you know on your phone right now and tell them a nice thing and see if you can get them to believe you?
Nah,
I don't like that idea.
No, but I think if you did it, it would be better because you would be more at risk emotionally. I have people that, if I called them, these are actual show business people.
Oh, you're
you want me to get Meredith Baxter Burney upset with me?
Do you think it's wrong that Jerry Seinfeld does a joke about an answering machine still?
No, does he really?
Yes. Someone swore to me.
Here's the thing about the Jerry Seinfeld.
Was he sexist on that show?
No. He was. That show. He wasn't. No,
good. I'm glad to hear that because I don't want to not. But I did notice one thing. I'm being totally serious.
Yeah. You heard about
it. You know when you say something and you feel like here's where I'm going to lose people? Like, mm-hmm. I want to be sane. I don't want to be one of these people that's out there that, you know. But I don't know. I just think I still fucking love that show. I really do. I really do. And there was another show I loved that I had to stop watching because I came into terms with I was not okay with what they were doing. My listeners know I don't want to keep saying it.
What is the show?
Family Guy.
Nobody wants that show.
I love that show.
That
just
show
because
should
of
be
the...
taken out behind a barn.
Well, I disagree. I think where it's brilliant, it's fucking...
Hey, I'm Andy Insult. I don't care what you like. I don't like it. I put you in your place. Family Guy, estranged... family member.
I think Family Guy is
sure
at its best.
No, you know when
fucking
it's good.
Brilliant.
You know when it's good.
But
after an entire race of people has been committed genocide, that would cheer you up. Okay, you want to know when that show would be? This show is awful. Do you know the only time that show could cheer me up?
When?
On the day that the entire Earth is killed in some kind of a chemical attack. Then I'll watch your Family Guy with your. With your Peter Lorre impression.
Okay, well...
Is it on that show that is Peter
So here's
Lorre?
What I heard. Here's what I heard.
Is that the way the dog, the talking dog? Oh, Wilbur.
No. Where's that from?
Right? Oh, it's the voice of the dog. Oh.
What show?
That's Stewie.
Stewie.
Oh, Stewie. No, I don't know. I don't
know. What show is that on?
That's Family Guy.
Well, how come you don't know if you claim to be such a big fan?
I said I can't do the voice.
Tell me your top five episodes of Family Guy. When the other Family Guy came over, that was one. When he got Family Guy of the Year at the local school, two. When he met a guy named Guy, who was a member of the Mafia family. Family Guy, Look Back in
What's
Time.
What's your favorite shows?
My favorite, well, first of all,
I remember
anything
you were crying.
American Dad. Anything American Dad. Then Clarence. What's the name?
Clarence.
I fucking love Clarence.
Who is Clarence? No, I'm not saying the right thing. What's Cleveland the next? Show. Cleveland Show. Cleveland Show.
I love Clarence.
Anything.
Do you
that
know
has Cleveland in the title?
Anything that has Clarence in the title.
The Drew Carey Show?
Anything that has Clarence in the title.
Let's bring it through the house. When I start making love,
I love Clarence.
I be stroking. That's what I be doing.
Don't be afraid to let yourself loose here.
I stroke it to
We're going
to
take a break.
And I stroke it to the west.
We're going
to
come back. Are you having a good time?
Talking to me?
Are you having a good time?
Are you kidding me?
Sure.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. What are you turning me into? I can't have a normal good time. You have to be checking on me. Are you enjoying yourself? Because the music is turned up.
Have you ever made love while you watch the late, late show?
They're not.
Your head's not in the game. Look at you. Look at you point now. You
no,
think. No, let me ask you a question.
We were hearing that song Stroking, and it came back into you insulting me.
No.
I want the audience to know what you do.
This is
a
guy
breaks.
Who can win an argument just from using his technique. No. No, you listen. No, you goddamn listen. No. I'll tell you how it's going to be. You know how it's going to be? I know what's going on because I have this sound in my voice. All right? Here's my impression of Foster Brooks, but he smokes. Why would anybody? People are pausing as if I actually have an impression like that. How could I possibly
great.
Have?
Well, I thought you were going to
Foster
do,
Brooks.
Because Foster
smoking.
Brooks.
Why would you quiet down? I would start talking louder when someone introed that. Let me do my Foster Brooks. My Foster Brooks playing the flute.
Yeah, you do that?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Why would he do that? That's the point.
I don't know.
That's no. You,
I don't
you
know
go,
what he did back
that's
then.
When
he
you
did
challenge.
A lot of weird bits.
That's why
to talk to you,
I
Andy.
Never promoted you in the Humor Academy. I kept you as a freshman because you would take the bait. Do you think Dick York took the bait? Do you think Pat Cooper took the bait? What goodness
you
is?
Ever hear? I want you to learn the real one.
I love a song with Giuseppe in it. I told you that years ago. You write me a song with Giuseppe in it, I'll get a song played for you on the top 70. Giuseppe, oh, tell me about it, Giuseppe. I've heard the song 45,000 times. Never heard him reference.
Give us
Giuseppe.
The karaoke.
You sound like a Nazi who never got promoted. The way you said that. Give me the thing. Give me the wine with the thing.
No, that's not the way I said it. It's not the way I said
give
it. I'm editing
karaoke.
That out.
Give
I'm
me the karaoke
that out.
Or I'm going to kill you.
People just heard it, and it wasn't like that.
How many unpaid interns do you have?
Hey, you keep this between us. Giuseppe Appapu.
How many times a day do you say, what's it going to take to keep have you shut your mouth?
You going to put some reverb in my mouth.
Well, how much do I have to pay you for you not to tell anybody about the hanging turtle?
What's the matter with
do
you?
And what am I going to say? Won't you tell me? Hey, so you with the talking. Maybe stop. Hey, what you going to do? You like to talk. You use your mouth. Can you believe someone could write a song about shutting up? Why would someone write a stupid song about shutting up? Oh, let you know how you can ruin your career. You know how you can ruin your career. You'll come up with a novelty song. You come up with a novelty song.
Your family will hate you. Everybody will hate you because you're a one-trick pony. Oh, you're the guy who wrote the horrible song Shut Up In Your Face. Now you are no longer invited. And you, who, hey, hey, Giuseppe, hey, hey, Pacho Galupe, hey, hey, like Fonzie, hey, what was wrong? What was wrong with society that people would take a song like this and it would get popular? What does it say about us as a species? Shut up with the... Stop it with the breeding. Stop it with the breeding. We should be extinct. We should die out as a race. We should be getting hit by a big meteor. We should be no more. The human race stinks. It was a bad idea. Now, stop with the music. Stop it with the music. No more enjoying yourself. You have no taste. You don't deserve music. Now stop listening.
What would you do if he came in right now? Was you were being...
Hello, this is God. I'm going to strike you deaf. That's the price you pay for listening to bad music. I'm not lying to you. I'm God. You're going to get a terrible illness. You're going to lose your hearing. And that's what I make you pay. I'm not joking with you. I'm really God. I'm giving you pneumonia in your ear. You'll lose all your hearing, and you'll never hear anything else. And you still won't be able to get the Shut Up In Your Face song out of your non-hearing brain. You'll be saying in your brain, even though you can't produce sounds, you'll be saying in your brain, the Shut Up In Your Face song. You'll be hearing it like music. That's the worst thing you ever thought. Worse than breathing.
Oh my God.
Now, you never release these things, right? This is what do people hear if they go on Tom Glassman? Is it Tom Glassman? Why do you keep... You can't always think that life is solved by you looking to your left like a relief pitcher, like a third base coach, like a Jew with a tefillin, like a priest at confession.
You're talking about
when
me,
the hockey starts to
me
play.
Me looking over at Nick.
Like a lesbian on a picnic with the bisexual and the chickens makes a noise. Like, oh, hey,
Nick,
you know what?
You know what? Let me just say one thing. So what's funny is Nick, when it doesn't come on, which I don't really care, but Nick always looks at me like, go ahead, there it is for you. I got it for you. And I'm like, no, it's not playing. But you look like I'm, is it playing in your headphones?
No, I was not.
He goes, I look at him and I'm like, where's the music? And he goes, and then he looks at me and I go, huh? And he goes, and I go, oh. And I sort of think we're going to get
it. You
again.
Are the opposite of
what do I do
who,
wrong?
No, you don't have a rapport with people.
No, it's
that's
not necessary.
That's like if you guys are really hooked in, if they didn't really hate you,
they don't like
because,
you.
Because well, how could you? But they are. They're like, when's Grandpa going to let me have some Mexican Coke? I don't know. I don't know how I'm insulting you. The point
Why?
Is,
oh, Andy,
you should look
you
over.
Want.
You should look over, and
do,
you should be
should
like
I
unspoken
do?
Music between you two.
It well,
not
he
like the world's
every...
worst data program.
No, you're right. You're right. And you know, tell you why he doesn't do it every week. So both of us are have
no,
don't know
why
each
do you
other.
Blame Nick when you know it's Jerry Seinfeld.
I didn't
when Jerry Seinfeld.
I didn't blame Nick. I blame myself. I blame that we don't normally work together.
I love this character we do where you feel terrible and I make you feel worse. You're worse than you're making yourself feel. It's worse. It's almost like you killed a person. That's how bad your comedy was the last minute. It's almost like you choked someone to death. That's how bad your comedy was. As if it was an actual hit and run, not just a bad moment humorously. That's how bad your comedy was. Someone should sue you for post-traumatic joke disorder. That's how horrible the memory of your attempt to be funny hit a person not expecting it. Minding their own business, your pathetic attempt to make them laugh bounced off deaf ears. No, I'm serious. I'm God. I'm God. I hate this song. I'm going to make you deaf.
Oh, that was great. I love that. That's
oh,
like ages ago.
That's when I was funny.
Tell everybody...
Tell everybody what you said in the house about you didn't think I was feeling well because I wasn't
look,
carrying.
You know, look, we took a break, and let me tell you something. If you ever hear that Todd Glass puts out a spread, it's a complete lie. The guy has a tray. It's almost like he's his own pet, and he puts out dry food at the beginning of the day. That's what he has. He's got a tray of kibbles, two bits, and
Can I tell people what it really is? To George Carlin, it was the biggest bag of those flat pretzels. Then I got Swiss cheese, and I got pepper jack cheese, and I cut it all up and put it around the pretzels. And I had some tomatoes, because Aristotle likes tomatoes, with sea salt on them.
Yeah.
Well, what more do you want?
What's the, take a look up unappetizing in the dictionary. Boom. It's a whole, they have it as a, you can. It's stored as a small movie. Play it as a quick time.
But you managed to. You know what am I answering? You know what I seem like when Jerry Seinfeld starts answering Jiminy Glick, like trying to maybe one up him.
I should show.
I don't want to say I said too much.
You
already.
You said too much.
I said too much.
You know what you said too much of?
What?
Things that were not clear.
Well, you know what? At least I have something.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more of a guy who has something to say about somebody, but still has not supplied any new information. Now, like I said, hey, Andy. Yeah, Todd. So, did you see Jerry Seinfeld on that when he came on the Jack Parr show recently?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. The guy's like, what's wrong with the kids today? Why don't they allow me to say gay prince? Why won't they allow that today?
Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about if I was in your shoes, how I would have produced, how I would have introduced the Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Hold on, pause.
I would have said, Andy, did you hear about Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
What? He said about the election, he hopes Trump wins. Something. Give me something that...
I think I did.
That people could go, oh, what is that guy saying?
Oh, started up again?
Yeah, what's stuck in your craw?
Oh, on his show, they called people.
What show?
By the way, it's a good question. On the show I love.
The Cars?
No, Jerry Seinfeld.
You can't get upset about
Seinfeld.
Let me name Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, the show Seinfeld, the other day on it, they were talking about giving people food at the soup kitchen. And he goes, is that what bums eat, food? Now, I know it was a different time, but it was 1991. Let me tell you something. Some people, that hurt my ears even then. Bums.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, is that what the bums eat?
Yeah.
At best, you'd go, wow, I'm glad we don't reference people that need to go to a soup kitchen as bums.
Right.
But it made me think, wait, was there other stuff in the show? I don't realize it. But
you don't realize that there's a certain time period where, according to polls, people thought that was actually the best way
to reference.
I'm totally lying. And you
I know you
me.
Are. Stop. Hey, Andy.
No one lies better than me. I don't like
No one lies better than me.
How do you mean?
Well, I'm lying about that.
I'm telling you.
Sketch
comedy is not for them. You know what I'm saying?
There's a good reason why you like improv.
You're not the Sklar Brothers. You're not Ozzy and Harriet.
Well, you like
nobody says to you, oh, here's Burns and Allen when they see you. They don't even say Burns.
Why don't you like improv?
I'll tell you why. Let's do an improv, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have to agree. Give me a... Okay, Todd and I are going to do the improvidettes. All right, give us a occupation.
Yell it out.
Trash man.
Are both of us trash men?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I don't know.
No, you're not.
I'm
you're
not
you're
the
a member of the
I'm
person.
A member of this. Yeah. I'm up on stage.
Are we both trash men?
Firefighter.
Firefighter and trash men. All right, give us a situation.
Can I ask for one thing real quick? Can me and him get some reverb in our voice so it sounds different from the audience? And that way it's like, well, they're obviously from the audience. We have reverb in our mics.
You know.
Andy, watch your mouth. You're on a short leash.
You know what Sid Caesar wasn't famous for?
What?
Arresting the comedy momentum. You know what the great comics didn't do? They didn't step on their own joke, like Hulk. Like Hulk destroying a
You're
premise.
Sure enjoying the fruits of my idea with this echo in your voice to act like it's not
I don't
better.
Even hear the echo.
Oh,
I don't have my headset.
You know why? Because you lie to yourself.
That's not funny. My father died from lying to himself.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did not know that. I do apologize.
He did. He said,
I apologize.
You know why? You know
I apologize.
You know his last lie
what?
Was?
What?
I'm fine.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
And that was the saddest joke
in the world.
That's the end of my documentary. And when I was it. Oh my God! That's
my new. It's the way
that
I do
seriously
it. My
could
promos.
End, that could end your career, like Julio's, like Julius Boros, like Arthur Godfrey. That could be the final thing you said in your career. It was worse than Howard Dean when he said Detroit, Ohio. You said I'm freaking the fuck out. Like you totally. Like it was like I don't have one funny moment left on this earth, and then I'm crying. It was always about me. It was always about me not being loved.
Andy.
You can't overwhelm realness with your...
You want to hear real?
With your tricks?
You want to hear
with
real?
With your Todd Glass show
no tricks? It's me. It's all
when
you
When
you
see
me
it's live, it's I don't have...
I have no tricks.
I don't have four light cues. I don't have dry ice.
Right now, it's me and you, Andy.
I don't have two porpoises when I perform.
Oh, I do.
I don't have a lady...
I do. I have a porpoise. When did I ever have a porpoise?
A sexy lady assistant.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I do magic. Sometimes.
I don't have four rabbits and a rabbit with three balls. I don't have a Hasidic Jew... Who does a headstand? Sorry, I don't an actual half-sawed woman who was in a terrible.
Oh, accident. I never did that.
And now does magic. That's not funny, Todd. It's not funny that you would have a half-sawed woman. What are you talking about, Andy? I didn't write. You wrote a bit because someone got hurt. This is the.
Oh, Andy.
This person Jesus would be like this. I've given this person a reason to live with my variety show. I don't know. I lost the bit. I swear to God.
I did, too.
I did lose the bit. But you know what?
It doesn't matter.
We're the guys who can't keep the bit going.
I bet if they tell you where we were at, everything you were saying made sense. You just got lost at the very end. What's the bit, Duncan? Do you know? No? Does anyone know the bit? This is who I'm going to... Thank you.
You sound like Arthur Godfrey, The Last Day.
This is a jingle we made. Run from the bit. Run from the bit.
Let me ask you a question.
What would you like
to ask?
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody on the planet who's seen you who doesn't think that all you're doing is running from the bit? Did you really have to make it a musical accompaniment for how you are 99% of the time? This is you on stage. Oh, no. That's not the... No, I'm not doing that bit. No. Or maybe it wasn't that. Constantly apologizing for your act. Meanwhile, I'm like taking Andy Kaufman down like as if to a new direction. Doing the Great Gatsby, and I'm making it funny. And I'm doing the Mighty Mouse. And I'm wrestling women. Women. And I'm singing a novelty song. Shut up, you. Hey, shut your trap. Hey, why don't you stop?
What's the matter with you?
No. Well, you see, the thing here is, I've never seen anybody have less rapport with the people around them. You know what I'm saying? If your life depended on what the cue was, you would have died 12 times tonight. Hey, Giuseppe!
Can you put some reverb in his mic? I guess. How do we go to? I'm all over the place.
Why you take a song and you do the song? You've done this bit before. Why did you call back this bit, Todd? Did you get uncomfortable? Why can't you face yourself, Todd? It's not about the sound effects.
I have a treat for you.
You have a
hole in your... I have a treat for you. Would you like a treat, a verbal treat?
I like what you're doing with your voice. Have you had some work done? not on your act, ladies and gentlemen. I've just said that joke before.
It doesn't matter.
No, you sound good, though. You sound good. Have you worked on?
I don't.
These are two voiceover guys.
Not that I know of.
These are two voiceover guys.
No, it's just the same old Todd Glass, but thank you, Andy, on ABC.
Interior voiceover studio.
Tuesdays at 9 after the fucking shit.
Hey, Desi. That's what I think. Yes. A successful voiceover artist would be named Desi. Hey, Desi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Hello, it's Jerry Seinfeld.
I forgot the bit. I forgot the bit. It's about a voiceover artist.
I want to talk to you right now, seriously. And I don't mean to make a big stink about this. But
Jerry Seinfeld?
No, I don't. You know what?
You know what? I'm glad you let nothing go. If people were listening to this, it'd be talk about it. You could go. Oh, I'm going to play a game with you.
Don't get me started.
I'm not going to provide you any clues.
I think not one clue. I told you he called people bums in a show
from 1992.
Well, I just thought about
that's a bad example.
It's on a rerun.
You can't go to the past and go, you know what pisses me off about this guy? He won't change this thing from the past.
And also, I heard
every time I see
honest,
it, every time I see it, same joke.
To George Carlin, I'm going to be honest with you. To George Carlin. I think that's funny, and you're half right with that one. But
funny,
it really,
I know it's funny. But I don't need. I don't need a guy who starred in Palookaville.
Hold on,
in Philadelphia. I'm from Queens.
Andy. But it was on the other day. Literally, I'm not just making it up. And the fact, the other thing was, is that he. Oh wait, what are we talking about? Please help me.
And we'll be back with a guy who's having trouble making his point.
No, hold on.
You're saying that Jerry Seinfeld called the guy a bum in 1992.
No, there was something else. It was also the It was also that, no big deal. There were three non-big deals that made me have one big, you know what? The other one was that he still does jokes with answering machine messages. Answering machines.
And
you know what I said to someone?
95, though, right?
No, someone said recently, and I said, no, don't just say that. No, he's not. And they go, I swear to you. I'm like, wow. So
that is, you have done some massive, you know what? Stop it with the research. You almost know too much about that bit. A guy you said...
Because I defended him. I don't want to just hear...
You defended what you never even heard what it was.
Yes, I did. He said he was doing jokes about answering machine messages.
But you just said, I don't think so. And the guy went, I think it was.
No, he was positive it was.
And what was the bit? Because I'm doing one now as a vintage bit.
You know what you're making...
Remember answering machines?
You're making me look crazy.
Remember answering machines?
Yes, I do.
What was the deal with that? Hey...
Well, that's a good. I like what you do.
I need more question machines. Well, answer machines. I need a job. This is for if they ever get a time machine together, I want to have material. Hey, I'm sorry I'm not here right now. Kiss my ass. This is the in your face answer machine guy. Hey, what the fuck? Here's an in your face comment from that time period. Hey, what the fuck is with these goddamn answer machines, right? Hey, let me ask you a question, Cheech. Hey, Choo Choo. You not fucking home? How about next time I see you, I knock your fucking teeth down your throat, you're not home. You want a fucking machine to get an answer? You want to pick up the phone, you coward? Hey, let me ask you a question. Answer machine. I'll take the fucking answer machine, I'll shove it down your throat. Yeah. Hey, I got a message. Hey, I called your answer machine. I got a message. Go fuck yourself. All right? I'll come down there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes!
What's it?
What do you mean, all right?
I lost it. Hey.
Don't stop.
Hey.
Hey.
Now I lost the thread. Am I doing a period piece?
Here's what I want to tell you right now. Don't you...
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Hey, lady, listen to me. I have your ass tossed out of you.
I have something I want
to... have to be a guy who's mean to woman in my act, right? Hey,
no,
Toots.
Don't, no.
Hey, Toots. Well. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, Toots, you got an answering machine?
Who are you now?
And your pussy?
Who are
free
you?
Speech? Hey, free speech.
Free speech. Free speech.
Free speech. See you next Tuesday. Free speech.
Free speech.
Hey, lady. Do you have a vagina? Or
hey,
or you're just
rude.
Of different sex? Free speech.
Free speech.
Hey, you can't deal with it?
Free speech.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the vagina. Too edgy for you? Stick up your vagina. Hey.
He's all accusatory with
those
substances.
Are you happy to see me or is that your vagina?
Oh, you don't like edgy material?
Huh? Or you don't like edgy material? Why don't you stick it up in your vagina? I think this lady's got a problem with me. What's the matter, lady?
Yeah.
You got something sticking in your vagina?
Yeah. She's a feminist.
Hey, lady. Are you doing the vagina monologues or are you just having to give it?
He doesn't even have a joke.
Hey, who's got vaginas?
I don't like my cackle, but it's when I'm having fun.
Hey, ladies,
what?
Check your vaginas. No, seriously. There's a virus going around. Have them check. Have your vagina checked. Hey, ladies. Ladies, check your vaginas. You're all getting a car. It's going to be stuffed in your vagina. That's right. You heard me. I'm the edgy guy. Fuck it. Gamer controversy.
alt-right. Yes, shove it up your Nazi. Yeah, I like the Nazis. The Nazis were right, more Nazis. Yeah, Hitler was too nice. Yeah. If I was in charge, they would want to know what they would say. Where can I not find the concentration camp? You would have had to go to Brussels just to have fast food. I would have had so many. People would say, "I get it." I would have had so many concentration camps. People would say, "I get it." The guy's trying to kill a lot of people.
Oh my God.
All right, man. That was social. I think that was social commentary. What we did.
Wow, I think it was. Guess what time it is?
No one's going to be able.
What time
is
it?
If you know what you're doing, why do you pretend like it's just coming to you?
Because to be honest with you, what are you talking about?
This is why
you
broke up.
Why
is why we broke up?
Why?
Would you contrive, yo, Andy?
Why do you think you're
trying? Can we do that song that we were going to do?
Seriously, what time is it? 10. It's 10? Okay.
I'm supposed to be on Law and Order tonight.
Oh, they tape it tonight.
They're doing a live feed.
You cut it that close?
Did you see my new show that I'm in the feed?
Do you know Mike Douglas, the talk show host?
I still watch him at 5:30 in the afternoon.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I'm the guy.
This is him singing.
Okay.
Isn't it campy?
Are you doing a Mike Douglas impression, and then you're going to play it first so people are familiar with him, and then you're going to do it? Or
no, I wanted to play the song, and just it shows.
Well, let's do it. I'll do it. I'll decide whether it's good. And when I take over the show, because I'm telling you, you say the show doesn't cost anything. They found a way that you're wasting money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're actually making – people are complaining that iTunes is slowing down from the idiots who listen to you who it takes them 5 hours to download to download. We're not going to have – what we're trying to do is create less areas where we store things you're saying.
Oh.
So it's off. We're off. It's off. The podcast people called. They said, you can keep doing it. It's just not going to be placed anywhere.
But they'll still let me record.
Oh, if you're looking for a mixtape at home, knock yourself out.
Oh,
you've lost
God.
Your sponsor called. Your sponsor called. Your sponsor called Flea Rid.
I figure this is a good way to say goodnight with this song.
You know, Todd,
there's so much I wanted to get to. I didn't play the Mike Douglas song.
But I feel bad,
who wants to
though.
Hear?
I feel bad.
What?
I really feel bad because I feel like I was so much funnier than you tonight. And I'm, you know, like, I don't care personally.
What?
But you know, my feeling, like, when I listen to the show.
Yes.
Is that you're hanging by a thread.
Oh, you serious?
The last thing you need is a guy like me who comes in and really shows you up. Like, people are like, oh, I see funny. I see what funny could be. I see, why am I sticking with this? I'd rather go listen to see where this other guy's going to be.
That's
going.
Like they said, why Jay Leno didn't have a talk. He never let a guest host.
Have you seen his new show?
No, how
is it?
It's
so good. His new show on CNBC.
Seriously?
He gets into, it's all just the temperature gauges of cars. And then he does a whole thing about, did Nazis take car parts with them to Argentina? And he interviews Nazi car people who like cars, whose claim that they're no longer Nazis, they just like cars now. But Jay says, yeah, I understand. They sure, the Jews. Yeah, you don't like the Jews, yeah, but.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Oh,
no.
I can't believe
you. You want to say anything?
I'm just glad you didn't overdo anything in this episode. How long do you think the show's going to be?
I'm going to let you just close with words.
Okay,
so
look.
I don't want to overdo it with a big musical ending. I'm just going to let you take it to
You want
close.
Me to show you how to close a show?
Yes.
You want me to show you how to do it?
Yeah.
Because I've been listening
you do it
to your shows.
Minutes?
I've been listening to your shows.
Can you do it in 2 minutes?
Can I do it in 2 minutes?
Yes.
I can certainly... take the last thing you say and repeat it again as if it's I'm discovering something new about it. Can I do it? Can I do something in 2 minutes? Boom. I'm already taking some of that 2 minutes up. Just stalling. Your whole thing is, oh, I can't get through 2 minutes without seven intros, four sound effects. For some reason, lighting, I think, affects the sound. But meanwhile, boom.
How about Nick? Didn't he do a great job tonight? Nick,
not with your
Nick
constant,
Lipa?
Not with your constant hectoring. I see a guy.
Oh, you felt like I was pestering
well,
you.
Well, you give him a signal. He figures, look, I'm going to make my own decision. So he's doing music from Gilbert and Sullivan. And you're still looking for why. I heard you during a break say, I don't care if I ask for shut up in your face 47 times. You goddamn give me shut up in your face. Or I get somebody in here who's willing to wear down their own laptop for even less and have it even be less important to their life. Don't make me play hardball with nothing. Are you enjoying this? No. It could all go away. Oh, we'd like to have a show. Hey, my name is Andy, and here's my partner, Todd. Todd, thank you so much for the show. I had a great time on the Todd the Glad Show.
Oi.
Oh, Todd, why don't you take it home? I will show you how to close. Okay, I'm going to show you how to close the show. All right, I'd like to thank our guests, Lily Tomlin, the Pointer Sisters, Boy George, More Like Girl George, Johnny Cougar, Johnny Mellencamp, Johnny lose the crazy last name, Bill. Folks, I'm glad you. Folks, this has been the Andy Kindler Show. I've been Andy Kindler. Hey, don't forget to download. You can download the show at Fruk at Jutopia. At Jutopia, you get all the archives of me complaining. You also get the bonus of me trying to come up with songs on my guitar. 3 cassette tapes of me trying to come up with bad songs on my guitar. Thank you, Todd Glass. You should have ended this show about 20 minutes ago. You are probably losing listeners permanently. They're not going to stand for this.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue. That it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.